This Memorial Day weekend, as always, people across the country will be piling into cars, trains, and planes. But book critic Maureen Corrigan recommends a stay-at-home strategy for those seeking travel adventure.
My earliest travel memory is of being around 5 years old and looking out the window of my parents' apartment in Queens, New York. In the distance, I saw what I later learned was a radio tower and a tall bank building surmounted by a clock face. "That's the Eiffel Tower and Big Ben," I announced to my mother, who responded with the bad news that, no, everything as far as the eye could see was still Queens. Something about that nascent experience of being safe at home and yet encountering strange places has left me with a taste for armchair traveling. Who needs the hassle and expense of arranging a trip when for $17.95 you could curl up with the Traveler's Tales Guide to Hong Kong and in seconds be in an exotic health restaurant eating double-boiled turtle glue with wild ginseng? The Traveler's Tales Guides are not Frommer's-type manuals that give you tips on where to eat and sleep. Rather, they're handsome paperback collections of nonfiction travel stories written by amateurs as well as by big names like Richard Rodriguez and Bruce Chatwin. I dipped into the guides for Hong Kong, Paris, and San Francisco and read about one man's erotic misadventures in Gay Paris and the 99 varieties of light in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park. The story I can't get out of my head, though, is by a retired airline pilot named Joseph Diedrich. It's called The Gift, and it describes a cognac-soaked night Diedrich spent in Paris with a sad folk singer and a ruined woman. Traveler's Tales guides not only transport readers to faraway lands, but also introduce them to off-the-beaten-track, unknown writers. Only a literary travel pro like Jan Morris, however, can take me to one of the places I most yearn to visit— New York City right after World War II, when automats, trolleys, and department store palaces still crowded Fifth Avenue. Morris's 1986 book, Manhattan 45, reprinted now in paperback, is a serenade to New York at the moment it became a world city. Morris's book opens with the arrival of the troop ship, the Queen Mary, into New York Harbor on June 20, 1945. Wedding imagination to research, Morris describes what the returning soldiers saw. All around the waterfront, on every wharf and every vantage point, crowds were waving. The towers of the city glittered in the afternoon sun. Untouched by the war, they stood there metal-clad, steel-ribbed, glass-shrouded, colossal and romantic, everything that America seemed to represent in a world of loss and ruin. Manhattan 45 is exhilarating, but it also leaves you with the conviction that, time-wise, you've missed the boat. For many out-of-towners, visiting New York City in any decade would qualify as high-risk adventure travel. For John Krakauer, who survived the ill-starred 1996 expedition to Mount Everest, where five of his fellow climbers died, the capacity to be terrified by anything anymore must be severely diminished. Krakauer's book, Into Thin Air, is so suspenseful that while reading it, I imagined myself to be as oxygen-deprived as Krakauer was when he reached the summit. As Krakauer notes, climbing Everest was primarily about enduring pain. Just in acclimatizing to the high altitudes, Krakauer lost 20 pounds of muscle mass. That was before he scaled rickety ladders up moving glacial ice splinters and huddled in a tent near the summit through a night of minus 100-degree temperatures and hurricane-force winds. This isn't a swaggering yarn. Krakauer attributes his own survival largely to luck. He's also introspective about the morality of climbing, a potentially grief-inducing avocation that he somehow can't give up. Maybe it's too early yet to declare Into Thin Air this summer's must-read book, but I'll tell you that once I opened it, I broke all previous endurance records for non-stop sitting wrapped in my lazy boy.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. Here's her list of suggested travel reading: Into Thin Air by John Krakauer, Manhattan 45 by Jan Morris, and the anthologies Traveler's Tales Guides to Hong Kong, Paris, and San Francisco.